I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President Barack Obama led the country in observing a moment of silence today for victims of the shootings in Tucson, Arizona. Six people were killed, 14 wounded on Saturday, including Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. The president commended those who rushed to help at the scene and said he wanted to make sure that out of this tragedy, we can come together as a stronger nation. The shootings have been receiving wall-to-wall media coverage here in the United States. We wanted to know how the press in other countries is covering the story. We start with a reporter from Germany.
My name is Gregor Peterschmitz. I'm a Washington correspondent for Der Spiegel, Germany's news magazine. I'm right now in Arizona, where I arrived last night. Our focus is primarily on the sentiment that American lawmakers are increasingly scared of their own constituencies now, and that this anti-Washington, anti-government atmosphere has been taken to new levels. We have covered Arizona several times over the past few years, and I think it is telling, and German readers are familiar with that, that something like that happens in Arizona. The comparison that we often hear in German debates is with Dallas and Texas at the time of the Kennedy assassination, where Texas was a hotbed of violence, of racism, and of anti-Washington sentiment. And I think to a certain extent we can see that in Arizona right now as well, where we have all these debates about immigration, about gun laws, about just in general the role of the state and the role of government and the role of lawmakers. And that is the focus for our magazine and the focus for our readers, because people are very interested in the Tea Party movement, and I think they're very interested as well in this anti-Washington sentiment that is building up more and more, and that has become particularly obvious now with the horrible incident in Tucson.
I'm Marianne Seacart, and I'm a columnist for the Independent newspaper here in London. This story's been all over the front pages of the British newspapers, and the question of right-wing rhetoric is taking up a lot of column inches here. And also, of course, the question of gun laws. I mean, Arizona has pretty liberal gun laws. Here in the UK, no one's even allowed to own a handgun, and there's a lot of public support for gun control. But the other aspect of these killings is that question of right-wing rhetoric. And we've watched what's been going on in the States with an increasing amount of concern, actually, just how polarized the political discourse has become in the state, so well over the last couple of years, but maybe a bit before that. And not just polarized, but there's a sort of lack of civility. So it's not just a question of, I disagree with what you're saying. It's, I really hate you for believing that, or you're un-American, or you're a traitor for believing that. And a lot of us here in the UK believe that that has been whipped up by the broadcast media. I wrote a column today in The Independent about this question of broadcasting impartiality. In the UK, we have laws that insist that our broadcasters are politically impartial, and they're very, very strict about it. And what I like about it is that if you have very strong political views, you might well read websites or newspapers that reinforce your views, possibly your prejudices. But when you switch on the news on TV or radio, those prejudices are challenged by a really very impartial form of the news. Now, in America, there used to be something called the Fairness Doctrine, which was repealed by the Reagan administration in 1987. And that Fairness Doctrine said that broadcasters had to show all sides of an issue. Now, that doctrine has now been repealed. And I think that that is at least a contributor to the political polarization that you now find in the U.S.
My name is Jose Lopez. I'm the bureau chief for Notimex, the Mexican news agency. I'm speaking now from Rockville, Maryland. Other than the dramatic human dimension to this tragedy, our agency is focusing its coverage probably in two issues. One has to do with gun control, and the other with the charged, polarized political rhetoric that arises in the debate in the U.S., and specifically in Arizona with all this debate about illegal immigration. In the case of the gun control issue, as you know, it's been in the forefront of the U.S.-Mexico bilateral agenda for a while due to the fact that the Mexican government is criticizing some of this laws that exist in the U.S. and that allow citizens to just purchase guns and, to some extent, smuggle them into Mexico. President Calderon, when he was in the U.S. last May, he requested the Congress to reinstate the Assault Weapons Act because he believes that many of the ones that are being used in crimes in Mexico are purchased in the U.S. and sold to criminals in Mexico. So that's one issue that our readership is really interested on. And the other aspect also is the political rhetoric regarding some of the debate in Washington, even though we don't know for sure the reasons of this shooter. For example, we've noted that Congresswoman Giffords was a strong supporter of immigration reform. She also was a strong opponent of the SB 1017 that, as you know, got a lot of attention in Mexico because many in my country believed that it was a racist law that was directly against Hispanic immigration. So other than the human dimension of this tragedy that is, of course, touching many hearts, and the fact that there was a Hispanic among the people involved in the first rescue of Congresswoman Giffords, I think much of our coverage is trying to deal a little bit with the other collateral aspects of this issue, gun control and political rhetoric.
This is Vivian Walt. I write for Time magazine from Paris. The coverage here has been really quite extensive about the Tucson shooting, essentially putting it into the context of this being a targeted hit against a Democrat in a very conservative state. Right across the board, that's been the way it's been interpreted. Funnily enough, in all the coverage of the newspapers, you have not just the news story, but who this woman is, where has somewhat captured the imagination of the French also. She's described in the Figaro as being an elegant blonde married to an astronaut and the first Jewish woman from Arizona elected to Congress. In a sense, she's become a sort of iconic martyr in the eyes of the French, for whom there's very little love lost, obviously, with the conservative Americans and the politics that has emerged with the Tea Party in the U.S. There was huge excitement in France when Obama was elected, and it was really quite a turning point in this country. There were very bitter feelings for years between France and the U.S. through the Bush years. And President Obama's election appeared to change the tenor of that. Now with this killing, there's a whole question of, are we back to where we were? And was Obama simply an aberration in American politics? That is the way the French thinking would be. In today's edition of Libération, which is a kind of left-leaning daily newspaper here in Paris, a national newspaper, they've reproduced the map of the U.S. from Sarah Palin's website with the crosshairs listing the Democrats, the Tea Party, regarded as the targets in the last election. One of those targets was Gabriel Giffords. And the quote from the website is very prominently displayed on the page of the newspaper saying, "We will target them and send them back to the private sector." And so this is big news, not just because, of course, it's a tragic story, but also because politically it really touches something very live in the minds of the French.
We heard from reporters from France, Mexico, Britain, and Germany about the coverage of the Arizona shootings. There is an active conversation taking place online about the attack. See what people are saying. Add your own thoughts as well at theworld.org.